I bet many of you are in a car right now or soon will be. Now, I'm not trying to lay a guilt trip on you about your carbon footprint. It's just that as the number of cars on the road goes up, so do problems like pollution and traffic. We see that here in the U.S., but in China, it's on a whole other level. Private car ownership there has increased with lightning speed in recent years. And in Beijing, air pollution and traffic jams have become such headaches that the city's imposing some tough new restrictions on drivers. The World's Matthew Bell has that story.
At an auto shop on the outskirts of Beijing, pretty much everyone I speak with agrees. There are just too many private cars on the roads. Rush hour traffic can be a bit of a nightmare here. Beijing's polluted air is some of the worst on planet Earth. And three-quarters of the people in this city of 21 million don't even own a car. Yet.
买不起。
27-year-old Tang Lianghua has been fixing cars for about 8 years now, but he's still saving up to actually buy one. That should take another 3 years or so, Tang says with a chuckle, as he gets back to work on a green Mitsubishi SUV. Patience and a sense of humor are important qualities to have for Beijing drivers. One reason, the notorious lottery system for obtaining license plates. Zhang Yushang is a college grad. He applied for new plates more than a year ago, and he's still waiting.
Probably will take about another year or 2 years, because the chances of getting a plate is becoming more and more difficult. I hear that it's even more difficult now than winning a lottery.
That might be a slight exaggeration, but Zhang is right about one thing. Beijing officials are getting more and more stingy about putting new cars on the roads. This year, they handed out 240,000 new license plates. Next year, it'll be 150,000, and that number will keep going down for the next several years. Beijing already has restrictions that ban large numbers of private cars from city limits on certain days of the week. On Thursday, for example, if your car's license plate ends with a 5 or a 0, you can't drive into the city. The effort has had an impact on traffic, but the restrictions might not be slowing down the public's drive for car ownership. Liu Xinli and her husband are professionals who live in town, and they share a little silver Peugeot hatchback with both of their parents. That means one car for 6 people. It's not very convenient, Liu says. And besides, she wants a baby someday soon, and that will make it even harder to live without a second car. So she and her husband are thinking about entering the license plate lottery again and hoping for the best. Another thing Beijing and other Chinese cities are doing is expanding their subway systems at a breakneck pace. 40-year-old engineer Ma Wen drives an SUV 1 hour each way to and from work. He says the government should be trying to get people out of their cars and onto public transportation. But when I ask if that means him, Ma admits he's not about to leave his car at home.
Too many people in subway.
Too many people in the subway.
Yeah.
Too crowded.
Yeah.
But Beijing drivers like Mr. Ma could be in for a dose of carless reality this winter. The city has announced a new emergency plan in the event of another round of severe air pollution like the one that made headlines last year. It includes banning half of all private cars from the roads every day, even-numbered license plates one day, odd numbers the next, until the air pollution clears up. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell, Beijing.